Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500. Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We're so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. How's it going, Tom?
Everything's going great, Kim. Another beautiful day. A little cool, but
I
nice.
I know.
It's crisp.
A little ice everywhere. I love when it's a little crispy, and then it all of a sudden the sun shines, and you get dressed in the wrong clothes, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Anyways, all right. Well, I am so glad that everyone is here. We had lots of winners last week, and of course, we've given away some lots of fun things that we love to give away here on the Kim Pagano Show. Some zoo tickets, some Globetrotter tickets, ribs. Con tickets, all that good stuff. Saw Brian McDonald last week, and it was his last show. Gosh, he killed it. Or how do they say, broke a leg, you know? He was funny. One person, I don't know, I my brain was like swelling for him because he had to remember so many things. So anyways, big shout out to Brian McDonald over at Rubicon. Well, with that, I would like to always start my show with something uplifting. Love is that condition in which the happiness of another person is essential to your own. And, you know, sometimes, I don't know, life is hard. It's been really crazy lately with all these things that are going on in our world. And my heart goes out to all the families and, I don't know, just so many things. But I have to say, you know, somehow we each as individuals have to stay strong within our own rights and be able to lift ourselves up. And I always say, try not to get hijacked by somebody else during your day, and you know, but it you have to be sensitive to what other people are going through. You never know what their own battles are. So anyways, so you know, just happiness of another person is essential to yours. So be careful of that one. Anyways, I have great show. We're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. Our first show, I heard and have had so many great things about Dr. Stephen Masley and, of course, his book, The Better Brain Solution. We're going to talk a little bit about that and how to start now at any age to reverse and prevent insulin resistance of the brain, sharpen cognitive function, and avoid memory loss. Who doesn't need that? I tell you, I kind of just look at it every day going, okay, I've got to like slow down a little bit. That's what I always think, but maybe he's going to tell us something different. Also, I've got Dr. Arlene Diamond talking about five office behaviors that should be avoided in a sexual harassment free workplace. We'll talk a little bit about that. Very popular in the news right now. I don't know. I tell you, in one way, and you know, obviously as a woman, you know, but gosh, we have to take responsibility for what we do and how we dress too as women. So it's not right on either end, but we'll talk a little bit about that. And lastly, I have Lyle with the Blue and Gray Civil War reenactment in Moore Park. And we've got tickets for this. If you've never been, let me tell you, big time fun, family fun, and it's going to be great. So, again, I'd love to share that. And that is happening, let's see here, March 17th and 18th. And it's a whole reenactment of how, you know, all the actors come out and, you know, a lot of schools and there's some battles and I don't know, it's really good stuff. In fact, he's going to be telling us a little bit about all of that great stuff. So definitely get your tickets. And of course, tickets are $20 and kids are 15, 6 through 17. And then ages 5 are free and under. So definitely lots of good stuff there. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Oh, there's some fun stuff here. A lot of activities out and about, the 21st annual Race for the Cure. And this is with Suman B. Komen. And we are looking... Suman G. Komen, thank you very much.
Susan G. Komen.
And do you know someone who has had breast cancer? My wife is a survivor. Mm. So this is near and dear to many of our hearts. And we are behind this 100%. Kim, how many years with Susan G. Komen?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this about 5 years now.
Yeah. Dedicated to the cause. It's a great one. I love this one for locals. Ventura Water Gardening Classes. Now, there's a great list of classes that they are going to put out there, and they are for free, and it's a great way to have a little understanding on how to save some water but still have a spectacular landscaping around your house. We don't have to have deserts. We can still have beautiful landscaping, and we have classes that go on the 24th, the benefits of a permeable surface. Okay.
There you go.
You'll enjoy it. And then we how to control the watering on your property to make sure you're using the water.
They do such a great job over there.
And you save money, too.
No, I mean, they send people out to help you so you can lessen your bill. So how great are they?
You talked about the Blue and Gray Ward?
Yes, we talked about that. Yep. And I want to mention one other thing. My family, my daughter and her husband and my two twin grandsons are the ambassador family for March for Babies, and that is happening March 24th, starting at 8 o'clock registration, and then the race starts and the walk starts at 9 o'clock, and that is over at Cal Lutheran University. What I'm doing is I'm actually putting an event together. They need to raise money, and I would love any of my listeners that are interested in going to this event. It's March 11th. Email me, and I'd love to share that with you. It's a $30 donation, and we'd love to have you join with us. So again, this is March for Babies. My babies, my grandsons were born at 29 and a half weeks, so they were 2 and 3 pounds. And without the help of March for Babies and also Las Robles, I tell you, I'm so grateful to all of them. And so, of course, I'm one of their sponsors. I'm going to be emceeing it, and we'd love to share that with you. So, again, please, if you're interested in donating something to it, please call me so I can make sure it goes right to the right place. So, with that, let's start with our first guest, and I am really excited to have him, Dr. Stephen Masley. Dr. Stephen, are you there?
Delighted to be with you, Kim.
Thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm a physician, nutritionist, trained chef, author, and in my clinic, we assess how people age. We do like 100 markers of aging, including brain speed and memory and cognitive function, and we compare that with lifestyle choices like food, nutrient intake, fitness, stress management, and we've actually been able to identify which lifestyle factors improve your brain, which hurt it, and we've done randomized trials and shown people can improve their brain function by 25%.
And, you know, incredible. You know, it's funny because I just am writing an article for one of the magazines that I write for. And, it just seems so easy, you know, eat healthy food. You know, why aren't we doing that for ourselves? We take care of our cars and our pets and our homes way better than we take care of ourselves.
You're absolutely right. I mean, and right now, 50% of all baby boomers and a third of all adults are high risk for memory loss and heart disease. They have insulin resistant. They're pre-diabetic. And that's all because of the bad food choices. And we, you know, following the sad standard American diet is killing people and it's caused them to lose memory loss. And it's the number one biggest health problem we have in America today.
Wow. So when you talk about insulin resistance, kind of explain that to a little bit to us about it. And of course, that's insulin resistance of the brain, correct?
Well, it's systemic. So when we eat too many refined carbs, too much sugar, like bread and sweets and rice and potatoes, our sugar soars in our bloodstream. Insulin's the hormone that tells you to store energy. So it's pushing the energy into our cells. But when they become full, eventually there's no room to store any more energy, then they become insulin resistant. So that happens body-wide, muscle cells, fat cells, all cells. But in your brain, this is what's ironic. Your brain turns off when your sugar levels go up. It's like a shut-off switch. It's almost like someone put bad dirt in your gas, and it shut your engine off. So your brain, actually, you become sluggish. When you become insulin resistant from too many refined carbs, you have brain fog. You don't remember why you walked into a room. You forget people's names.
That doesn't ever happen to you, does it?
It happens to a lot of people.
Okay, I know. No, it really does happen to me a lot. And I'm like, I used to be so dead on, like never really even lose anything. And now I have to kind of like go, all right, okay, I can't, because I'm not even one, you know, like you stay at a hotel and you like everybody kind of spreads out all over the place. I'm like, no, let me keep all my stuff together so I don't, you know. So it's kind of been my pattern, but I've always stayed together. And lately, I feel like, gosh, I'm like really having a tough time.
But here's the concerning thing. When people have brain fog, it's fine if it's once in a rare while. But if it's consistent and regular, that means not only your brain cells dysfunctional, but they're starting to die. And over time, if you don't change it, then your brain can shrink.
Okay, so what do we do? And do you want me to call you Dr. Stephen, Dr. Masley? Tell me.
Dr. Stephen is just fine.
Perfect.
Or even Stephen.
Okay.
It's fine for me.
Great. So what do we do? How do we change this? And let's talk about what is the better brain solution? Obviously, that's what you're going to help us with, correct?
Yeah, so it's a 5-step, easy-to-follow guide to improve your brain function significantly. And we can prevent at least 60, probably up to 90% of memory loss with
okay.
it. It starts with food. We got to cut out the sugar and flour.
Okay.
And then add the right foods.
Okay.
So the best foods would be like, number one would be the pigmented foods, like blueberries, cherries, dark chocolate, green leafies. In fact, if you eat a cup of green leafy vegetables every day, like broccoli, kale, your brain is 11 years younger than someone who doesn't eat those. 11
wow,
years, that's a lot.
That's like huge. Okay.
Yeah, beets improve the blood supply to your brain, and those pigments are good for you. And other pigments that are good are like green tea. So one, we want these plant pigments because they're so helpful. Two, we want smart fats. Your brain is 60% fat by weight. It's actually 40% fish oil, like wild salmon by weight. We need fat, and so but it's healthy fat. We should be eating salmon and cage-free organic eggs. The whole egg yolk is back on the menu.
Isn't that funny? I just had an interview with a egg doctor. I'm like, what the heck? So, and now they're saying, you know, she's like, oh, it really infuriates me to see people just eat whites. And I'm like, but that's what we were told. And she goes, no, all the nutrients for your brain are in the yolk.
That's correct.
Wow. And so how
But
you
we
know,
want they've got to be cage free organic. So you don't want pesticide and hormone enriched eggs. They've got to be clean eggs.
Cage free. So that definitely is a big deal. Okay.
And nuts and olive oil. I mean, the studies have clearly shown if people add more extra virgin olive oil, if they eat more nuts, their brain function improves, their brain speed improves, and they help slow and prevent memory loss.
Okay. I mean, these are such easy things that we can incorporate into our life and into our days. Okay. Why do people not do as much of this?
And there's some beverages that are really easy. But they now these are in moderation, not in excess.
Okay.
Red wine.
Okay.
Coffee.
Okay.
Green tea, matcha tea.
Matcha
you know,
tea.
One or two servings a day, all of those are really good for our brain.
Okay.
The challenge there is you can't eat really too much broccoli. You can definitely drink too much, red wine or coffee. You know, so if one or two servings is good, more than three or four is bad. It doesn't mean get more.
Got it. Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that for us. So I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We always say, or at least I feel like this, and from my listeners, that this is like school on air. We get to have these amazing authors and just amazing people that are talking about their journey and talking about their knowledge that they want to share with everyone. And again, we have Dr. Steven here. And of course, his book, you just hit the market, didn't you? On this book?
It just came out in January, so it's brand new out, and it's been doing really well.
Congratulations. And, of course, it's called The Better Brain Solution, How to Start Now at Any Age to Reverse and Prevent Insulin Resistant of the Brain and really sharpen your cognitive function and avoid memory loss. So you've given us three great things, and for just so kind of go over for a second for anybody that's just tuning in, really get rid of the sugar and the flour, and then add all of the bright colors. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah,
right?
Really pigments. You know, again, berries, cherries, dark chocolate, green leafies, beets. Those are awesome for our brain. Smart fats like olive oil and nuts.
Right.
More spices and herbs.
Okay.
Especially Italian seasoning.
Oh.
Like rosemary and curry spices like turmeric.
Uh-huh.
Those are super powerful in protecting our brain.
Uh-huh.
We want probiotics like yogurt if you have dairy or kefir, or if you don't have dairy like, sauerkraut and kimchi. We want probiotics because that helps our gut, and our gut-brain is connection strong.
Okay.
And then you can also, as I said, have a little bit of coffee, red wine, green tea, but those are all in moderation, one or two servings a day.
Right. Let me ask you a question since this is so interesting to me. Coke, sodas, diet sodas. What's your thought on that?
I think the chemicals in the diet sodas are pretty much as bad as the sugar.
Really?
So I don't think you're doing yourself a favor by having a diet soda. I think you got to switch to unsweetened tea. Now, that's good for your brain. It's good for your gums. It's good for your heart. So, iced tea is a much better drink than a soda, diet or not. Yeah, so the sucralose, the Splenda can actually kill off your microbiome. It's chlorinated sugar. See, that's an example of a brain toxin we don't want.
Right, okay.
So there's definitely, and that's whole part of the Better Brain Solution. What are the easy, simple things you could do that would give you a better brain and prevent memory loss? That's the goal.
Okay, great. Now, what about, exercise? Does that help your brain?
Clearly.
Okay.
I mean, that's a really good point, Kim, because when we looked in the data from our clinic and we published this, the number one predictor of having a quicker brain, better memory, increasing even the size of your brain is exercise. And it's both aerobic and strength training. You really want both. They're independently helpful. And if you do both, you get more benefit than if you just do one.
And what if you're just a walker? Does that help you at all?
It does. It's a lot better than being a sitter.
okay.
But you really get, so if you got to 10,000 steps a day, that's terrific.
Okay.
But if you get it to your heart rate goes up and then you start adding weights and lifting weights to that, you get almost double the benefit.
Oh, it's that big of a deal. Okay, perfect.
So walking's really good for you, but raising your heart rate and to a sweat and adding some strength training double the benefit.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Now, where is your program? And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're in St. Petersburg, Florida. We see people from all over the country, and they come in for like a one-day health evaluation to do like 100 markers of aging. And then we come up with a lifestyle plan to help optimize how they age. And if they're on medications, maybe we can get them off of some of those medications.
Mm, okay. And now, do you see a lot of people with immune system diseases and stuff like that?
We see a bit of everything.
Okay.
So it's not just heart disease or memory loss. We're really functioning on how does an average person who, you know, doesn't feel 110%, how do you get there? How do you wake up in the morning just jazzed, you're full of energy, you feel fantastic, you're in excellent health, you don't need any medications, and you're getting younger every year? That's really the goal.
Right, it's kind of,
and it's fun. For me, that's fun to help people achieve their
goals. Oh, my gosh,
goals.
Of course. You're helping people to be better. Now, talk to us about some of the essential nutrients for our brain. Like a lot of people, it's interesting. I talked to a doctor. I'm not sure if it was you, probably 5 years ago. And they said, oh, are you taking vitamin D? And I was like, no.
That was me.
It was you. I think it really was. Well, I went to the doctors that next week and I was like, they said we should. And they're like, oh, no. And so I said, could you just do it? And they're like, oh, you're deficient. So I'm like, well, okay, I would never have known if you didn't, you know. But here's my question is now it's like an epidemic. Everybody is deficient, I think, because yeah. I sent my whole family in and they're all deficient.
Right.
So, I mean, is that why, you know, I use
why
a
is
lot
that?
Of sun
For 100,000 years, we didn't get it from food. We got it from the sun.
Correct.
So if you're outside in hunter-gatherer attire, something skimpy like a bikini, and you're outside for hours a day hunting and gathering, you're going to make all the vitamin D you need. But what if you have a job and you work and you wear clothes? What if you put sunscreen on? Then you don't make any vitamin D when you're in the sun. So you need an hour or two every day in really skimpy attire and between 10 and 2. And that's like less than 10% of people are going to get that.
Right. And,
I mean, and there's
it's
really
not
hardly
that really
any
good
vitamin
for
D
you
food.
Anymore.
So
right?
Unless you're spending hours outside by the pool in a bikini, you should be taking... You know, I would say 2,000 international units of vitamin D every day.
Oh, okay. 2,000. Okay, because they just told me 1,000 a day, but 2,000.
Well, 1,000 might work, but when you check your level, almost a third to 50% of people are still going to be low.
Wow.
We've done this. So I live in Florida, right? The Sunshine State. And in my state, if I give people 2,000 a day, that gets about 85 to 90% of people to a good level.
Really? Okay, perfect. Dr. Stephen, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to get through a little bit more of this. So interesting. So again, for anybody that's just joining us, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give something away. Of course, we've got Champagne on Main coming up. And of course, that's a spring street fair. Shopping, vendors, local artists, crafters, lots of stuff, nonprofit organizations. And again, we'd love to share some of that with you. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team will get back with you. Again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Through my window today.
Ventura Water has partnered with The Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? One in eight women will.
Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3359 and mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us right now here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Stephen Massley, and we're talking about the Better Brain Solution. So many do right now tips that you can do. And Dr. Stephen, you know, now what about vitamin B12?
Well, that's very commonly deficient. So either if people take a heartburn medication, it blocks the acid, mm-hmm. and you can't absorb B12 without acid. Or as we age, once we hit 40, 50, 60, a lot of people don't absorb it very well. So if you're B12 deficient, it can cause permanent dementia, memory loss.
Really?
And you never get it back.
Oh.
So we don't, and vegetarians and vegans are commonly B12 deficient. So there's a whole, I mean, it's actually pretty common. And it's so easy to get your B12. I mean, all you got to do is take a multivitamin with a decent, at least 100 micrograms up to 500 micrograms of B12 every day. It's super safe, and nobody should have low vitamin B12 and end up with permanent neurologic harm.
Wow. Now, here's a thing that I always say. You know, you can walk in and get vitamins anywhere, but how do you know what you're getting?
Well, that's actually, I put a lot of information in the Better Brain Solution on what are the ingredients you want in your multi. Do you want methylcobalamin or cyanocobalamin? Cyanocobalamin, that's B12, actually has cyanide in it. I'd rather you get the methyl form that's nourishing for your brain.
Right.
I mean, so these little tips, like what's the dose, what agent should you avoid, all that is in the Better Brain Solution. But it's really important to make sure you get the right information, because supplement quality varies greatly.
Mm.
So, you know, like vitamin D, that's simple. There's nothing that complicated. It's just getting the right dose.
Right.
But when we talk about magnesium or fish oil, now suddenly the ingredients are super important.
Okay. So vitamin D, D3, with iron, without iron, that's pretty basic, correct?
Yeah, if you're a woman menstruating, you lose iron every month, so you need iron.
Okay.
If you're postmenopausal or a guy, you don't want iron. You'll rest more quickly.
Okay.
So those are like really important things that a lot of people get wrong.
Okay, and so men need it too.
Men do not, once they stop growing, so growing children up till, say, 18, and women who menstruate till whenever they stop, they need extra iron and a nutrient source. I mean, they may not get as much as they need from food, but women who are no longer menstruating,
right,
and all the guys who aren't growing vertically,
correct,
they don't need it. You don't need to rest extra. So,
okay, but they do need the D3 by
they
itself.
They still need, yes, vitamin D, absolutely. They need the B12. They need mixed folates, magnesium, fish oil. Those are the top, like, five key nutrients.
Okay. What's mixed folates? Talk to us about that.
Well, normally when you look at like an food, like if you're looking at green leafy vegetables or beans, you get mixed folates. You get folic acid and folicin and 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. You get all these different folate groups.
Mm-hmm.
And the most active ones that you get in food are hard to convert. So a lot of supplements just have folic acid. If you've looked at the ingredient,
right,
you'll see it says folic acid. Well, what if 40% of the United States population can't convert folic acid to the active form?
Mm.
That's a big problem.
Okay.
The better supplements have mixed folates in them. They have folic acid, but they also have folicin, and they have 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. So, yeah, that's just another good sign. Do you have a good quality multivitamin? If it just says folic acid, I'd say, well, that's a cheap, inexpensive, probably less helpful multivitamin.
Okay. So what is a good multivitamin that you would recommend or that you, you know, recommend to your client?
Like in brands?
Yeah.
Well, in our office, we use, like, Designs for Health or Metagenics. Those are really good. Thorne. Those are three examples of really good brands that are using the, you know, adequate B12. They get enough vitamin D. They put in mixed folates. They you know, they're using really good quality ingredients, and you get more benefit from it that way.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Talk to us about magnesium. What do we need magnesium for?
So magnesium helps you prevent from having muscle cramps, constipation, migraines. It lowers your blood pressure and improves your blood sugar control. It also helps the nerve cells communicate with each other. So you're mentally sharper if you get your magnesium. And if you're really low, you can have cardiac arrhythmias and die. So it can help prevent fatal cardiac arrest. I mean, magnesium is like, in studies published in our clinic, it was the most important nutrient that helps you shrink artery plaque.
Wow.
And 70% of Americans are really grossly magnesium deficient.
Isn't that crazy? I've never heard of that. So how much should you take of magnesium? Is there like
you need about 400 a day. And you could, if you eat lots of nuts and seeds and green leafies and wild seafood, you'd probably get enough. But the truth is most people don't. So 70% of people are deficient.
Wow.
And so what I try to do is, like, in the Better Brain Solution, I give you a table. Here's the foods where you can get your magnesium. Can you get it from food?
Right.
Ideal. Mm-hmm. And if not, then go get a supplement.
Right, exactly.
Don't be deficient.
Now, you talk about, long-chain omega, three fats, okay,
yeah.
Called fish oil. Is there a certain kind? Are they supposed to smell fishy, or are they not supposed to?
That's a very important and smart question.
Thank you.
So fish oil, it doesn't smell like lemonade. It should smell like good quality salmon.
Okay.
But
so
if you were in a restaurant and the fish was like terrible, rancid, you would send it back, right?
Correct.
But in a fish oil, it comes in a capsule and you can't always tell unless you get that yucky burp afterwards.
Right.
So it should taste pleasant. You should be able to stick a needle in your fish oil pill and it should taste like salmon in a restaurant. Yes, it's
nice
fishy, but it's pleasant fishy, not yuck. It's yuck, it's rancid fat and it's harmful to take.
Oh my gosh, see, isn't that crazy? Okay, and what's the normal for that?
Most people, if you eat wild salmon or sardines or herring three times a week, you're good.
Okay, and if you don't?
Again, it's best to get it from food. But what if you don't like fishy fish?
Right.
Then you need about 1,000 milligrams of DHA, EPA. Those are those long-chain omega-3s you mentioned. Those are the two important ones. And it should be good quality, as in not rancid. But 90% of fish oil in the U.S. is illegal in Europe. It's illegal in, like, New Zealand because we have such bad quality rancid fish oil. We don't control for that.
Wow.
In Europe, it would be illegal to sell something rancid. Here, it's like, you know, tobacco. Tobacco's legal in Europe,
right?
Too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, crazy. My last question, and I can't wait to have you back because I can't even, like, get all my questions out. What is a good probiotic? And are they always kept in the refrigerator or, you know what I mean? I guess, can you just have yogurt every day and that's
fine? Well, that's a good question. So if you eat lots of fiber and you eat probiotic foods every day, you're probably good. So by lots of fiber, that's like 10 servings because the probiotic bacteria in your gut need fiber or they'll starve to death and they die and you don't have them.
Okay.
So if you have yogurt or kefir, or for non-dairy users, you know, sauerkraut, kimchi, miso, those are all good probiotic sources. And if you do that every day and you have for years and you eat your fiber, vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts, you're good. But what about people who haven't eaten well all the time?
Right.
They need a boost. So they're looking at like 25 billion of mixed-strained probiotic pills. So, I mean, if someone was on an antibiotic because they had pneumonia, then they're going to really need for 2 or 3 months a boost to help bring those healthy bacteria back because your gut bacteria support your brain. They're intimately connected.
Wow.
If you want to help your brain, you've got to take care of your gut microbiome.
So,
really important.
Okay, and so you're saying 25 billion?
Billion.
Billion.
You get 5 billion from a cup of yogurt.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, but if you're really trying to boost yourself, you're going to need more. There's hundreds of trillions of bacteria in your gut. So, you know, $5 billion is like a drop in a bucket.
Right. Wow. Okay. Again, Dr. Stephen, is it Masley? Am I saying
Masley.
It right?
You okay. said it right.
Okay,
Kim.
Good.
Perfect.
Masley, what an amazing book. I can't wait to get, I've like gotten through it, but I'm like going to go back again and dig deeper because you've got such amazing things. And I know this is not your only book. What are your other books that you've written?
Well, Better Brain Solution, Smart Fat, 30-Day Heart Tune-Up. I think I've talked to you about all.
I
love being on your show.
Thank you.
You have an awesome show, and I always
awesome.
Like, and I'm always happy to talk to you.
Well, I'd love to have you back again because there's so many more things, and keep up the great work, and keep up. I got to fly out there and have you do a little checkup on me.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Well, again, thank you so much for joining our show here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, that's what you bring, the brighter side of the brain solution. So, again, thank you very much. And share our show with everyone. I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We are going to just move right on in. And of course, we've got Dr. Diamond. And we're going to be talking about five office behaviors that should be avoided in a sexual harassment-free workplace. Arlen, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you? Is it okay if I talk? What would you like me to call you?
Arlen.
Perfect. Great. All right. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what we're going to be talking about.
Well, I do leadership management consulting, and I have a doctorate in psychology, and have spent probably most of my adult life in one form or another trying to help people get along with each other.
Wow.
And also, relevant to what we're talking about today, I'm also a redhead who modeled when she was much younger.
So,
when we talk about harassment.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting that you mentioned that because I was, when I was kind of, you know, promoing you in, I was talking about, as a woman, we have to take the responsibility of you know, what we wear, right? And how we act. And so, not that men don't always, you know, are appropriate, but kind of has to work both ways. Do you agree?
I agree 100%.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, I have funny stories about going into HR to try to save somebody's job that had been accused of ridiculous things. But, and seeing one woman in particular, very, very big-breasted woman, wearing a peasant blouse, a light-colored peasant blouse, and when she bent over, even slightly, guess what you could see? And I'm on the air, so I can't go any further with that one. But she was the most rigid of, you know, we can't tolerate this kind of behavior. So, yeah, it's a two-way street. I grew up in the Bronx. I grew up in New York City. And as street kids, we learned, you know, how to protect ourselves, how to cross the street when we saw a bunch of guys that we didn't know, how not to walk into danger. And I was lucky. I had great parents. And so I was taught early on that I owned my own body and it was okay to say no.
Wow.
And I did say no,
right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm aware of, one of the things that I try to find balance in, I mean, right now I'm older, but I, you know, I've always been strong and I've always been somebody that you don't mess around with.
Right.
But there are many women and some men who are just really vulnerable. They don't know how to protect themselves. They maybe need the job desperately, or they have been abused growing up and think that that's the norm. So I think it's my responsibility, your responsibility probably as well. I'll dump it on you, to do things that protect the more vulnerable. It's kind of a noblesse oblige.
Right, right.
But I absolutely agree with you that women have to take responsibility for their side of it.
Yeah, and you know, also say no. But what a lot of times happens, you know, is maybe there's a little crush on each other, but then maybe it doesn't go right, and usually it ends up backfiring. And who does it backfire on?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about this for hours, actually. Years ago, we were taught that women will say no just because we're being coy and we're not supposed to say yes, and it's up to the man to break through those barriers, so to speak. And there's all kinds of movies and stuff about, you know, almost rape situations, not quite rape situations, because theoretically the woman wanted it. She was just pretending that she didn't. Well, that's quite a message to send to men.
Right. I mean, totally agree.
No doesn't mean no. No means try harder. You know, mm-hmm. No means, you know, overcome our resistance. And we've sent that message. And that's a wrong message, obviously.
Right.
It's both of us. It's both men and women that have to change. The other part of it, and I think about that, is that during the height of the feminist movement, we were shouting from the rooftops that we're equal, mm-hmm. and wanted to be treated equal.
Right.
And you know what? There's a difference between equality in pay, equality in work, equality under the law, and the fact that we're not the same. And one really important example of that is around teasing, that men love to tease. And this is a gross generalization, of course.
Right.
But men tease children. They tease babies. They tease pets, you know?
Right.
And they do it as a sign of affection. I've almost never seen a woman tease.
I don't know. I mean, I think they tease with their clothing.
No,
it's
that's
a different
okay.
You know?
I think
they tease with their clothing, and then, you know, if they catch something, guess what? Then they don't know how to, you know, how to handle it. So
That's a different kind of teasing.
Yeah, I've got two boys and two girls, and there's definitely a different standard for each. And I think that we need to, you know, everything you hear in the news today is, you know, all these men, you know, leaving their jobs and, you know, not that I don't think some men are pigs. I'll just put that right out there. But it takes two. And, you know, it's like they could have said, you know what? No, I'm not doing that. You know, and I don't know if they've ever said that or where they're at. So I don't really know. But for myself, I've worked in the industry for a long time, and there's been plenty of times that guys flirted with me, and it's more of a friendly kind of thing, unless I want to take it further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're losing that, too.
Yeah, we're losing everything in our community,
you know,
now.
The viva la difference kind of friendly flirting.
Right.
I appreciate that you're a woman. You appreciate that I'm a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right now, I'm cautioning not to do that in the workplace.
Correct.
We're becoming sterile. We're overreacting. You know, the good and the bad. The good, of course, is that the Me Too movement has made it very, very likely that it's going to cut this real abuse down, and that people like the young girls that were victimized by the athletic doctor. That's not going to happen again.
Now, that's wrong because, you know, there was a couple of the girls that went and talked to them, everything, and they just, you know, pushed it over and said, no, not, you know. So I totally have a problem with that as you know, having young girls and trusting, you know, their coaches or trusting. I have a problem with that. In a workplace, as an adult to an adult, I think that, you know, let's work it out.
So let me, I don't disagree with that at all. I think generally speaking, let's work it out. But let me give you just kind of the flip side for a second. I was doing a sexual harassment training for an agency that had a lot of women lawyers as employees. And when we started the training, several of the women just kind of protested, we don't need it, we can take care of ourselves. And I agreed. I mean, you know, you don't get to be an attorney without having some guts and glory. But in the room also were, I keep using the word little, and I don't mean it insultingly,
mm-hmm.
but there were the administrative people, the aides, the clerks, the mm-hmm. people that had no power. And they're waving at me, and they're mouthing at me, oh, we do.
Right.
You know, so it's both sides of it. But it also is that what used to be acceptable locker room behavior just cannot be in the workplace anymore. Right?
Yeah, no, and I agree. It, you know what? It just needs boundaries.
Yeah.
In our life, we need some definite boundaries in every area. And Dr. Ireland, thank you so much for sharing this with us. And where can my listeners find out more about what we're talking about?
Well, my website's diamondassociates.net. That's plural, associates.net.
Okay.
If you're interested, I publish a monthly newsletter, and I do talk about this a lot.
Okay.
I just completed a book called Conducting Workplace Investigations.
Oh, great. Send it to us so that we can, I can see if
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll find out from Mark Gadris and everything.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much. Share our show with everybody. And I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. All right. I've got Lyle Pennington in here. And again, I'm so glad to have you. We've longtime friends. And I'm excited. We've got to talk about the blue and the gray happening March 17th. We've been given March 17th and 18th. And we've been giving away tickets and promi. And, you know, we've been talking about the early bird pricing. Do we still have time for that?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And what does it go to, the 28th? Is that correct?
Yes, it does. Okay. Midnight on February 28th.
Is when it stops. Okay. Yeah. But we have to use our code, correct?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
So all of our listeners that have been calling in, I definitely want to get that code to you again and write that down. It's CW2018, correct? CW2018, and you actually get 36% off. That's huge when you're taking your whole family there. So definitely, I'm really excited to share that. We have it on our newsletter, and we have it on Facebook. So if you haven't already picked it up on that, definitely use that until midnight at February 28th. Lyle, how are you?
Terrific. It's
Good.
Great to be here.
Thank you so much. And I'm excited to be working with you to share this event again. Always do such great stuff. So it's back at Hitch Ranch, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And of course, it's right opposite the High Street post office, correct?
That's correct.
So tell us, what are we going to find that day? And kind of tell us a little bit about the battle.
Well, first of all, this property is so unique. It's, it's probably the last large undeveloped area in the city limits of Warburg.
Right.
But when you get back in there, it's, they've been running some cattle in there now, but it's kind of a nice secluded little valley. And, so you're able to do a reenactment without looking up on a hillside and seeing houses and stuff like that. So it's pretty sterile. And so it's easy to get into the mood that this is what it was like in the 1860s. And, of course, almost immediately after registration, they start, the people can walk through two encampments, one for, and I don't know how they're going to set them up, the federal troops, and then the Confederates, I think. And in between that, they have some civilians that will show some of the handicraft things that they had during that time era. And then on forward, there's a group of large tents, settlers, they call them. These were kind of the general store of that era.
Right.
And they kind of follow the Civil War. And then we have a really nice food court. Then we have bleachers that people decide that they want. There's lots of viewing other than bleachers, but if they want to get up high and be able to look down on the activity, bleachers are available.
There you go. And now, I know, did you add a VIP to this?
Yes, we do.
Okay, talk to us a little bit about that. Is this your first year doing that?
Yeah, we heard from a lot of our clients that, it'd be nice to have things like two-day tickets. Well, we have those.
Okay.
We have a family package, which is a combination of any four people, two adults, two children, or one adult, three children, whatever.
Okay.
And then we've upgraded that particular package to a VIP package. So you will have a special, you'll have parking for free, for sure.
Okay.
And then obviously when you get into the place, there's a special area to congregate for the VIPs. They have a special bleacher seating area for themselves. And then along with that, we provide a sandwich and a beverage during the course of the day. So
perfect, yeah. Perfect. Well, it's like kind of like an outing, right? History finding, and so I'm excited. So, is there anything that it's really bringing Gettysburg right to Moore Park, right here to our community, and everybody almost dresses up. It's just a whole. Like a play on it, right?
Yeah. Well, the one thing that this is our 17th year that I've so enjoyed about this event is that the reenactors are, you know, I'm kind of a golfer, but the reenactors, they love to do this. They dressed in period costume. When you go into the encampments, a lot of them bring their spouses. Their spouses are dressed appropriately for that era. And it's, you know, they know more about history.
Isn't that great? They're the history buffs. If you guys are a history buff, you need to be there. And, of course, this is presented by the Rotary Club of Moore Park. How long have you been a Rotarian?
Oh, I think I've been a Rotarian now for going on 19 years.
Amazing. You guys all do such great stuff, and thank you for that. Where do all of the funds go to? That's important to always talk about.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization, and in our task and goal is to raise money and to direct those monies to needed other nonprofits in the marketplace. There are some projects that we do overseas, like Rotary's international task is the eradication of polio. That's our number one goal, and we're down to 3 or 4 cases in the world now.
God,
so
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but Boys and Girls Club is, we formed in Moore Park. They were a project of our club, you know, some 30-some years ago. And they get roughly, depends on the year, but close to 50% of what we raise.
Wow.
And then you got high school scholarships. You got all kinds of Catholic charities, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, you name it. They all get on the list, so.
Yeah, very good, very good. So, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, one, thank you so much for being here. We're so grateful that you're starting your day in a positive way. We are talking about the Battle of the Blue and the Gray, and, of course, that's happening March 17th through the 18th. That's a Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 3, perfect hours, you know. But what we really want to stress right now is the early bird pricing. And you can get up to 36%. All you have to do is go to moreparkcivilwar.com. And, of course, use this promo. Write it down. CW 2018. The deadline is midnight, February 28th. And I know you've heard me say that a lot of times, but I definitely want you to be able to get that discount, right? Take your whole family there. What a great outing. I kind of always think I homeschool two of my children. And so I always think that, you know, it's kind of a win-win. This is like a museum or a history thing that you can do with your kids and also have an event at the same time. So definitely, I'm really excited to share this. And of course, all of this is in our newsletter. And again, I want to give out their website again, moreparkcivilwar.com. Did I miss anything that we wanted to share that?
Well, the other thing that that it could be of interest to fifth graders and eighth graders.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And this could be Ventura County, could be any of them. You know, we get some kids that come from as far away as Malibu and down from L.A., but we've set up a photo contest and a video contest this year. And so we laid out that on our website. They can go there and they can see the rules. It's best still photo, and best
video,
short video. And that's 60 seconds is its limit. And my grandson's helping me put the program together. We've got nice prizes for first, second, and third place for
perfect.
Each of those categories.
Okay.
They have to be there on the 17th or the 18th.
Okay.
Take those and send them in by the next Friday and to an address that we give on the website. And may the best photos and best videos
win. So you need
win.
All those photographers out at the event. And there you go. I love it. So, all right, Lyle, always a pleasure to talk with you. And I can't wait to the event. And thank you so much for sharing it on the Kim Pagano Show. We are at the end of our first show. We've got a whole nother show again for you. And again, we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. A smile is a curve that sets everything straight. With that, you've been listening to the first hour of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Hey!
Havana, oh no.